finish off yesterday's shiur with a question. And the question was, what was Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi doing in Rome? And he's saying, I saw this in Rome, I saw the Menorah in Rome, I saw the Tzitz in Rome, he saw the and he saw the Peroiches in Rome. What was he doing in Rome? And he's touring the treasuries of the king. So there's actually a fascinating story behind it. And I want to share that story with you today, even though it's not directly connected to the series, but it gives a geshmak understanding, and it's a very geshmak story. It's a long story, but it's one of those stories which, for some reason, it's very interesting, but never made it very public. Probably because it's in a interesting mesechta called Me'ila. Small mesechta, doesn't get so much attention, but the Gemara Me'ila, Daf Yud Zayin, tells us a fascinating story. The Gemara says, Pamachas, you have the Gemara in front of you, I'm just going to say it in English. There was one time the Romans made a gzera that no longer can Yidden keep Shabbos, they could no longer have a bris milah, and the women can no longer go to the mikveh. And what happened was, they had somebody that, so to speak, got dressed up like a guy, and he infiltrated the circles of the Roman leaders, and he started to ask them questions. And he said, if you have an enemy, would you want your enemy to be rich or poor? He said, oh, poor. He says, if so, let the Jews keep Shabbos one less day that they're working. He said, okay. He said, well, I have another question. If you have an enemy, would you want them to be healthy or weak? He said, obviously weak. He says, oh, then let them have a bris. You know, the more cuts you give your body and blood flows out, the weaker you can be. Huh? So they took away the gzeda. Then they said, another idea. He said, what happens if you, do you want your enemies to have more children or less children? They said, less. He says, okay. So they make rules that they can't be with their wife unless their wife is tahar. Oh, so they took away that gzeira. And finally, when things looked peaceful, they chaffed that this was a Jewish infiltration. And they said, oh, the Jews tried to sneak to us. And they brought back all the gzeiras. So now they finished the dealing with the issue al pi teva. Now they needed to work shalei al pi teva. So they said, who are we going to send that knows how to also deal with things shalei al pi teva miraculously if needed? So they said, let's send Reb Shimon Bar Yochai because he's melumed benissen. The Rashbi, he knew, you know, he spent years in a cave, Hashem protected him. He obviously has a lot of schusim. Let Reb Shimon Bar Yochai deal with this issue. But they said, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai has to go with somebody. He can't, a Talmud Chacham doesn't go by himself. Who should go with him? And they said, Reb Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. Now you have to understand, Reb Elazar's father, his name was Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi's father, his name was Chalafta. Reb Yossi was not happy that his son was chosen for this mission. And he said an announcement like this, if my father Chalafta was alive, would he let his son go and get killed? Now, everyone understood that he meant that you're going to go to Rome and the Romans catch you, they can kill you. They thought that his fear was from the Roman soldiers or the Roman government. And they said, listen, Reb Shimon said, I don't understand. I'm going on Mesiras Nefesh. My father wouldn't be excited to let me go either. If Rabbi Yochai was alive, he wouldn't be excited that I'm going. But I'm going to help Klal Yisrael, so you should let your son also go to help Klal Yisrael. Then Reb Yossi revealed his true fear. Believe it or not, he was more afraid of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai than he was from the Roman government. And that was very good. And that was because when you hang around the tzaddik, it sounds very geshmak. But one word of a tzaddik can kill you. If tzaddik gets upset at you and he has a kapeda, and you do something a little wrong, the tzaddik's one negative word or cynical word can kill somebody, like we know so many stories. The Pasha was afraid for his son to be hanging out too much with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, don't worry, I'll make sure that I have no kapedis on your son. So they go on their trip. While they were traveling, some group of Yidden heard that the big Rav, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is on the way. So they obviously came out to greet him. And they asked him a question. And they said, how do you know that Dam Sheretz is Tomei? How do you know? What's the mocker for this din? Before Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had a chance to answer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, he quickly gave a quick answer. He says, a simple question. It's based on this pasuk. And Zelochem HaTomei. Good. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was not happy. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai felt that this person wasn't respectful because you're supposed to let the senior rabbi speak. So he said, Yurtaka Talmud Chochem. And Yurtaki gave a good answer, and you even gave the right answer. But because of what you did, Al Yachzer Ben Eitzel Aviv, you're not going to return home. That's it. You lost your life. Kapeda against you. He got scared, but okay. He's continuing their mission. And they met, the Gemara says, Ben Tamliyoin. Who was Ben Tamliyoin? Ben Tamliyoin was a shindalid, a ghost, a shade. And they met this Ben Tamliyoin, and he says, can I join you in your shlichus? This is getting interesting. Can I help you with your shlichus? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai started crying, and he said, look what Yuridas Hadoiris. Hagar, who was only a maidservant in Avraham Avinu's house, when she was ran away, whatever, who met her? A bunch of malachim. And me, who's meeting us? Today's Talmidei Chachamim. We are being met by ghosts, shindalids. This is the Yiridus Adoidus. But then he said the famous quote, which gets quoted a lot. Yovei Anes Mikol Makoyim. Listen, whatever the Eibishter wants, if this is the way it should happen, through a shindalid, fine. So they go enter the city. I think two people they can see, and one, their third partner, I don't think he was visible, the shindalid. And the shindalid goes to the palace, and he goes into the body of the princess. You know, it's called possessing the body. So all of a sudden, you have this princess who was the king's daughter, and all of a sudden, now she's like going meshuga because she has a shindalid in her. She's possessed by a ghost, by a shindalid. And the king said, basically, whoever can cure her, you know, can get whatever they want. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came and he said, Ben Tamlian, go out, say. And miraculously, the girl got better. And the king said, you two are so amazing. Whatever you want for my treasury, you can go take. Go to my, you know, the biggest secrets vaults of the king, and you can take whatever you want. So what were they looking for? They were looking for the gzeira that was written down in the king's gzeira, in the king's treasury, in the king's vaults. They took the gzeira and they ripped it up. And with that, they were mevatel, the gzeira on the yidin. But while they were looking through the treasury, they also got sights of all the other things, like the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, now you understand what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, I was in Rome and I saw the Paroiches. Where was it seen? How did he get this exclusive access to all the treasures? Because of the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So we discussed the Paroiches as the Kalim, but there's an interesting Aves de Reb Nosson. The Aves de Reb Nosson says that a lot of things of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Shemen HaMishcha, the Man, the Arin, they were hidden. However, the Shulchan, Menoira, Paroiches, and the Tzitz, they're still in Rome, like we mentioned, but he mentions one more thing. He says, included in that is the machteshes shel beis aftinas, which is the grinder of the aftinas family, that special tool this grinder of the Beis Aftinas is still in Rome. Now the question is, what was so special about this grinder? What was this Machteshe Shel Beis Aftinas that the Ovis de Reb Nosson is telling us specifically that this was in Rome? What was the history of this distinct Keli? And that we will, Mirzah Hashem, be discussing in tomorrow's